Hello, my name is Percy and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All your answers are confidential, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30318.
30318, all right. What is the year of your birth?
1985.
All right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Master's, wow, congratulations. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
All right. What race are you?
White.
White, all right. So from whom or for whom did you vote for in the 2020 general elections for president?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta?
Yes.
All right. Below, I'm going to give you sort of a small list of some issues, and if you could please select up to three that are the most important to you. So the list goes inflation and cost of living, education, racism and discrimination, immigration, crime, climate change and the environment, abortion access, traffic, public transportation, or jobs in the economy.
Jobs in the economy, public transportation, and abortion.
All right. So when thinking about the direction in which each of the followings are held or are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? And the first one is with the city of Atlanta.
Very satisfied.
The Atlanta region?
Very satisfied.
And Georgia?
Very satisfied.
All right. So now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 5 means that you feel neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. And if you don't know them or have never heard of them, you may also say that if you want. So the first one is MARTA trains.
Very favorable.
So would that be a 10 then?
Yes.
All right. The Atlanta City Council.
Neutral.
So a 5?
Yes.
All right. Governor Brian Kemp.
I'd say a 4.
4, all right. Mayor Andre Dickens.
6.
6, all right. Artificial intelligence companies.
5.
The Atlanta Beltline.
7.
Electric scooters.
5.
Uber and Lyft.
5.
And the Atlanta Police Department.
5.
5, all right. So how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Would you say it's a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Minor problem.
Minor problem, all right. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
I would say a few times a month.
How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Would you say you're like very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Very familiar.
All right. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a week.
All right. Based on what you know or what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Very positive, all right. What is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Fun.
Fun, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few short statements, and after each one, if you could please tell me again on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, so again, it's like very neutral, and a 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Marta says they're working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
I would say 3.
All right. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
7.
A 7, all right. Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
3.
A 3, all right. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta buses.
5.
A 5, all right. I feel safe riding MARTA.
10.
10, all right. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
4.
4, all right. And the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
7.
A 7, all right. So, with which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or with statement A, which says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways.
That second statement I agree with more.
All right. Do you agree with it strongly more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area traffic problems. After each one, if you could please tell me on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that they should strongly prioritize this policy and you want to see it implemented right away. A 5 means that you somewhat prioritize it, so you feel very, like, lukewarm towards it. And a 0 means that you do not prioritize this at all, and you don't want to see it implemented. So you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is adding more security to MARTA stops.
6.
A 6, all right. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
8.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
8.
And adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
8.
By building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
Does it have to be just for e-bikes and scooters or bike lanes for regular bikes too?
Well, here it just says, I'm only required to read verbatim, so it just, the statement by itself says, building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
That's fair. I would say I'm all for bike lanes. I bike all the time, but I don't have an e-bike, but I'll still say 7.
7? All right. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
10? All right. Adding light rails to the Beltline.
That's a tough one. 4.
A 4, all right. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
6.
A 6, all right. So how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail along the Beltline Trail? Would you say you're very familiar with this, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not completely familiar, but I am somewhat familiar.
All right. So that'd be somewhat familiar then?
Yep.
All right. So based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit would expand at 22 miles of light rail transit along the existing Beltline trails, and when completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. So based on what you've, heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
So that's a tough one. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I would say I probably support it.
Somewhat or
basically,
somewhat?
I really like it, but somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. You can totally keep mentioning what you were going to say.
Oh, I was for the light rail with the Beltline, but now that I use the Beltline all the time, I kind of, like, wanted to stay the way it is. And
all right.
So, anyway, it's probably good that they finished it. I'm a little nervous that we'll make it, it's not as fun as it is now, and it'll make it more trainy and less traily, like walking and biking and all that, which is a lot easier for today, but that's just my thoughts on it.
Well, if I'm being honest, I do not know what a light rail is, so I will look it up right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just imagining like a train subway going around, and that seems like it would change the characteristic of it a lot, but I don't know what it'll look like.
Yet. Yeah. So. I mean, I'm looking at pictures right here of a light rail, and it does seem like, no, I wouldn't say a train station, but it's kind of like, have you been to San Francisco?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm imagining kind of those, you know, like trolleys that are sometimes in the middle of the streets for like the, like a little train ferry to go on.
Yeah. Maybe kind of like the one downtown in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think it's something like that, but I'm not really sure. But so, anyways,
okay.
So now I'm going to read you a few statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. And if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline, and a 5 means that it's like neither convincing nor convincing, so again, neutral. And a 0 means it's not convincing at all. And again, you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, building billions of dollars, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of these jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces.
8.
All right. Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city.
8.
When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit plan will link together of all Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers.
8.
All right. Once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Yeah, with the caveats I mentioned earlier, I'll still say I'm for it overall. Just nervous, but for it.
So. All right. So would that be somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. So now I'm going to read you again some statements, but this time it's going to be like vice versa. So for this one, it's if a 10 would mean that this is a very concerning statement about the Beltline, a 5 would mean that it's a somewhat concerning statement, and a 0 means that it's not at all concerning. So the first one is, at $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget, and who's to say whether it won't cost $3, $4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's ever actually completed. We need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that probably won't work.
I would say I'm not concerning, so that would be like a 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, zero would be, like, not concerning at all. And then as it goes up,
yeah,
it's, like, very concerning. So a 3?
Yeah, I'll say 3.
All yep. right. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as the out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. The train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents, and we've got to take back our city and say no to gentrification.
1.
1, all right. The Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing train and bus stops safe for everyone to use.
0.
0, all right. So just kind of one last time, based on what you know or like about the Beltline, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you so far. We're about 90% done with the survey, so just want to thank you so much for your time. Truly, truly appreciate it. So the last few questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So how long have you lived in Atlanta?
10 years.
10 years, all right. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? And the categories would be like heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else.
Straight.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say it's like full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, or something else?
Full-time.
Full-time, all right. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like, or I can give you some range categories, and you can tell me which one you fit under.
Oh, we'll do ranges.
All right. So the ranges are less than 24,000, 25 to 34,000, 35 to 44,000, 45 to 54,000, 55 to 64,000, 65 to 74,000, 75 to 84,000, 85 to 99,000, 100,000 to 250,000 or 250,000 or more.
250,000 or more.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. All right. Have a good day as well. Thank you.
You too. Goodbye. Bye.